Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay. I made Menigan's head explode because I just quickly threw out a thought, you know,
yes.
Hey, you can get players for if this doesn't work and you feel you need to trade Miles and he's not coming back and blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to get mad at Miles. I understand. I'm not going to get mad at the Browns. The Browns are they're coming off a 3-14 season.
Right.
I threw out, I want some players in return.
Okay.
And I threw out a hypothetical with Kwasi Adofa-Mensah in Minnesota.
Yep.
And, you know, J.J. McCarthy sitting there. He's a backup quarterback. My guess is they're not going to trade him. My guess is they'd prefer him over Sam Darnold. But Sam won a lot of games for him. And if they decided to keep Sam, then they could move him. And you got Jordan Addison there, and you got a late round pick. Dano, this one's for you.
Oh, no. What are you going to do to me?
You could pick up the phone and call, you know, your buddy in Minnesota who you used to work with. Or you could pick up the phone.
Here we go.
And call last year's coaching consultant, Mr. Mike Vrabel, in New England. And say, Mike, you sat there and you watched Miles Garrett work. What'd you think? You liked him. Okay.
Wait, you know that for a fact?
How can a coach not like Miles Garrett? How can a coach like Mike Vrabel, defensive monster, not like defensive monster Miles Garrett? And you pick up the phone and you say, you know what? You guys have the 4th pick in the draft.
Okay, now I like where you're talking.
Now we're. And by the way, Dan, you ready? Andy, could you get a spit cup for Dan, please?
No, Jeff, no.
You need a towel because he's going to start drooling. I just looked at an ESPN mock draft to double check draft positions.
Yes.
And this mock draft from ESPN, it's put out by Matt Miller, has at number 4, the Patriots selecting defensive tackle Mason Graham from Michigan.
Mm. Ah.
They also have...
The wrecker of game plans. Yes,
they
yes.
also have, in the second round with a 38th pick, New England taking... Dan, could you pass the spit towel over to Andy, please? Jack Sawyer, defensive end from Ohio State.
Oh, I like this so far. Let's keep
and
going. Yes.
Sitting on New England's bench, former Michigan, Tennessee, promising young quarterback who played one game this year and was 22 of 29 with a big arm at 6'5", 240 pounds, Joe Milton. Hi, we'll take Joe Milton, the 4th and the 38th. Here's Miles Garrett. You draft two defensive linemen, and you get a quarterback you can develop while you sign Kirk Cousins or fill-in-the-blank veteran to play this year. Done.
Throw in another first for next year.
I want
Fine,
another
let's conversation. Do it.
If you give me another first, I'll do it. I'm not
you're higher on Joe Milton than I am. Milton is whatever.
Joe Milton doesn't do anything.
If I were really high on Joe Milton, I wouldn't say to bring in and develop while you assign the veteran quarterback, except for one thing. Though Joe Milton was a later round pick, oh my God, over this guy. They're drooling over him. And their big things out of New England. You know, Patriots could really improve their draft situation if they trade Joe Milton.
Mm.
Blah, 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 blah. Mm. I'm just saying, this. My only point on all this is this. I just threw out a trade that Dan is not like poo-pooing. I just threw out two names that made Andy go, ooh, wait a minute, Jack Sawyer.
And I appreciate you bringing that up.
And Mason Graham?
Now it sounds like it's Baskin and Weaver, because I'm now doing the show with Sonny Weaver Jr.
Give me my pancake, or give me my picks back, you pancake eating.
That's right.
I want my picks back.
Diana Rossini, quote, from one NFL executive, quote, buckle up. This isn't going to be a clean, easy breakup between the Browns and Myles Garrett. It's going to be a wild few weeks. Diana Rossini just sent that out from The Athletic.
Joe Milton last year at Tennessee, 20 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, 2,800 yards passing in 12 games. Really strong arm. Bring him in. Maybe you develop him. And in the meantime, you get two starting defensive linemen.
Oh, Boston. And Andy, you're going to love this.
And Andy, hold on. Yeah. Let me throw one more thing at you.
Yeah.
You have the second pick. Abdul Carter, Mason Graham, and Jack Sawyer. And you have redone your defensive line for the next 5 years.
Boston.com. Could Patriots further boost draft haul by trading Joe Milton this spring? Oh!
I'm telling you.
Yeah, Joe Milton doesn't do a whole lot.
My only point with all this
is
this.
Much for me either.
If it doesn't work out, and if Miles insists on a trade, and the Browns decide, yep, we must trade him, despite the Browns saying they won't, man, is there opportunity here? All it takes is one team to want to give you a boatload. Ask the Houston Texans.
That's all I keep thinking about. Every Browns fan in the world is like, okay, this is what we gave up for Deshaun. Can we get that back now? Can we get that back now for Miles? I'm just wondering what this is going to mean for Andrew's job.
Andy,
okay, because this is
give me my picks back, you pancake eating.
So here, when it comes to Andrew in this situation, like, I think the decision to walk, and because this will be the second biggest decision to happen here in a while, right? The decision to bring in Deshaun and let Baker go, I think the reason that Andrew and Kevin, those guys are still around here, is because ultimately it wasn't on them, and I don't care what anybody else says, okay? Ultimately, that deal had to be done by the person that wanted to sign the check, right?
A deal like that doesn't get done without the guy who signed the checks. And that's not being disrespectful.
That's not being mean. You just don't pull off that deal.
That's reality.
Ownership has to sign off on that.
That's reality.
That's all there is to it, okay? And it's nothing disrespectful. Now he's in another situation where you've got a bigger superstar that wants out. What are you going to do?
If Mike Vrabel loved Myles Garrett, okay, and you could get a first and a second from New England because they're the fourth and 38th
picks.
Does he
think New England's going to the Super Bowl faster than the Browns, though?
Does it matter?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Because he's under contract for 2 years.
You're right, it doesn't matter what he thinks. You're right, I keep forgetting.
He's under contract for 2 years.
You're right.
And they've got a young quarterback who people think is interesting. If you could trade, and this is just the type of thing that might be out there. You get the fourth pick, you get the 38th pick, just going by their mock. Two defensive linemen. You still have number two in your draft, Abdul Carter from Penn State.
Four picks in the top 103.
There you go.
Now you have five, right?
You've added three starting defensive linemen, two ends and a tackle. And you have a young quarterback who may or may not be your quarterback of the future. Mm. Oh, the fun we're going to have.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jim's in Strongsville. James, welcome.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jeff, I love you to death.
Thanks
so much. I'm just saying that. Can we read the deal in reality, not fantasy land? I know you believe that. There is Mike Vrabel's not stupid, and that trade would be stupid. So that's not happening. But anyway,
it only takes one. That's it. That's why I'm saying
there are people
there are opportunities out there. Luka's now a Laker.
That's what I was going to say.
Thank you.
There are people that woke up this morning that thought the Luka deal was stupid. Just don't forget that.
Tell me the last time somebody traded a great player for other players and not. I mean, it just doesn't happen. That's just, my only point is like.
Well, this trade with New England, the just the idea of New England, there was just a backup young quarterback and then a couple of draft picks, a first and a second.
What this says to me is this is a rebuild, okay? Andrew Berry, I would probably have him empty out his desk right now. In the NFL, you get a chance to rebuild a team once. You don't get a chance to rebuild a team twice. And I'm sorry. If we're going to do this quote-unquote rebuild, I don't want Andrew Berry being the one picking these players. All his interests at this point do not align with the organization. If the organization is rebuilding, this guy still needs to hold on to his job. Next year, if they keep him, all of a sudden becomes this zombie year. It doesn't matter. Nothing's going to happen. They're not going to get better. They might tread water, and you're going to have firing him at the end of next year just to save face for Jimmy. I have no interest in prolonging the Andrew Berry experience. For what? We have seen for 5 years how he drafts players. Do you want him drafting players from this big haul you're going to get, whether you start really moving your veterans or not? I don't. I want no part of that.
See, Jim, you've taken it a step further. And I think that's viable. You know, if you are going to trade Miles, do you want the people in place making the picks if you get picks back in return? I think that's a real valid question.
I think you're just kicking the can down another year with these guys if you do that. Because let's be honest with you, if they are quote-unquote semi-rebuilding, next year's not going to be a great year either. It's just not. I mean, a great good year for rebuilding, quote-unquote, would be 6-7 wins. You're going to be happy with that, bringing these guys back in. So, we've got to develop these guys and see what we have. Jimmy has been criticized for being knee-jerk, and I get it. If you want to put the Deshaun on him and say, if Deshaun Watson was the only mistake Andrew Berry made, then I could probably live with it. But I can name 100 other deals and different things that he did draft-wise, free agent-wise, contract-wise that were bad. Deshaun Watson's the biggest one. It's the elephant in the room, but it's certainly not the only thing that he's done that he hasn't passed the test on.
All right, Jim, thank you. Dane Brugler, from The Athletic writes the draft Bible every year. He's going to join us here at 12:20. So just coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to hear from Dane. Can't wait. Mark is in North Olmsted. Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Great. Thank
hanging
you.
Hanging in.
Big day.
So here's my thing. I was a little peeved when I called in, but sitting here waiting, it all goes back to Dorsey and DePodesta and Dorsey losing the power struggle. Because DePodesta wins, DePodesta gets Barry in here, and it's literally been all downhill then.
Ant Stefanski. Stefanski. Remember, they wanted Stefanski
so
the year before.
Yeah. Partners in here, yeah. And I believe when Deshaun became available, if we had Dorsey, that wouldn't have happened. But to even get off of that, like, I'm not a big John Dorsey guy, but I trust him more to draft and get me good players than I do Andrew Berry. I trust Andrew Berry more to make this trade than I do for him to handle the capital.
What do you think of Josh Allen, Mark?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Josh Allen, I mean, we took Baker, but Josh Allen wouldn't have been Josh Allen here, Jeff. That's one of the most disingenuous things to say.
That's what everybody says. Why not? Why couldn't he have flourished here?
Did you see what happened? Did you think he's going to flourish with Hugh Jackson and four different coordinators in 4 years? Are we for real? The best thing that helped him.
Team ended up making the playoffs when Kevin Stefanski came in.
No, that's he was.
Maybe if he had a better quarterback all along, maybe it works. I don't know. Mark, thank you for the phone call. Dane Brugler from The Athletic. If you're looking for a man who knows the draft and knows the value of draft picks, Dane's the man, and he's joining us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.